Let's have a look at different diets. There's this diet called the one meal per day diet. And essentially, all that you are doing there is you are only allowing yourself to have one meal per day. You are cutting out the other two meals of the day. Now, what happens when you cut out two meals of the day? You are cutting out the calories of those two meals. So essentially, all that you are doing is consuming calories from one meal only. What's going to happen then?
This is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great.
I know in the previous episode, I chatted a lot about goals and setting achievable goals and setting daily non-negotiables. But it's one thing to speak about setting goals and setting daily non-negotiables to help create that consistency within the creation of your healthy habits. But what about the food part? What about the nutrition part? I bring this up because I know this is the biggest struggle for most people. Well, I know it was for me. Like, I kept questioning myself, what can I eat? What should I eat? What can't I eat? What is good for fat loss? What is bad for fat loss? Should I be eating low fat? Should I be eating a salad? And so many other questions. These questions and more were the types of questions that were running through my mind when I first started my health and fat loss expedition. And I know that they ran through the minds of not only you, but so many other people out there. There is so much different and confusing and conflicting information out there, online, anywhere out there, when it comes to fat loss and when it comes to the food choices that one should be making if fat loss is your goal. And I know this because I hang out on social media a lot and I get asked these questions on a daily basis on my social media accounts, which I then answer in the form of short form content. If you're wondering where you can find me, you can just use the handle at Running for Mayer, and that's where you can find me. If we go back to the start of my health and fat loss expedition, the successful attempt at my fat loss, there was a lot of confusion that I had to work through in order for me to successfully navigate my fat loss. And when I say a lot of confusion around the food. So like I just mentioned, what foods would be able to be part of the plan if fat loss was even the goal? Or should I be going for low fat or should I be going for full fat? Because as you are well aware, a lot of the times you are sold this concept or this idea of there's one very specific food that you need to eat, or there's one very specific diet that you need to do. And again, there's just so much conflicting information. So for me, that was probably a very big struggle right in the beginning, was to navigate through all the conflicting information out there and actually find the truth, actually find out how fat loss took place within my body. Because I knew, once I knew how fat loss was taking place within my body, that is where I could formulate my own health and fat loss plan. So that's exactly what I did. I learned exactly how fat loss takes place in the body, because that helped me realize that there was no wrong or right way of doing it. There is no good or bad foods when it comes to fat loss. There are foods that are higher in nutrients, then there are foods that are higher in calories. By learning exactly how fat loss takes place within the body, so you being within a calorie deficit, I learned that all foods can be part of the plan. It's just about creating balance. It's about creating moderation. And learning that and adopting that mindset really helped me create a plan for me, by me, that worked for me. As you would have heard me mentioning briefly within this episode already, was the word calorie deficit. And that is exactly how fat loss takes place within your body, within my body, within anybody's bodies. At the end of the day, it comes down to being within a calorie deficit, which is also an energy deficit. I'm not going to touch on that in too much detail, but if you want detailed information on that, you can head over to my YouTube channel at Running for Mayer, because there I have touched on exactly how fat loss takes place in detail. But to touch on it briefly, let's chat calories. Fat loss is not about cutting carbohydrates. It is not one specific food that causes fat gain. It is the overconsumption of calories. And by overconsumption of calories, I really mean it's the overconsumption of food as a whole and not just one specific food group. Knowing that will help you add more foods that you enjoy. That will make it so much more sustainable. Honestly, I can't think of anything worse than following a very generic meal plan that has foods that I can't stand. Realistically, I won't stick to it, and neither will you. So where is the sustainability in that? What I mean by not being able to stick to a generic meal plan is a lot of the times meal plans will get given to you or you'll download a meal plan from somewhere, but now this meal plan has foods on it that you don't necessarily enjoy or that I won't necessarily enjoy, which then means you're either not going to enjoy the foods that you're eating, the plan that has been given to you, and it's not going to last very long because at some point you're just going to start resenting the process because there is no enjoyment in it. And a lot of the times, people don't know how to change the foods on those meal plans to add more foods that they enjoy. So for me, that was not going to be an option at the start of my successful health and fat loss expedition because I wanted to add enjoyment to the plan as well. I want to learn how to add things that I liked having as part of the plan so that there wasn't that resentment or lack of enjoyment that could have eventually turned to me not being motivated, which could have led to me quitting. So what I eventually did was, instead of downloading a random meal plan that wasn't going to work for me long term, I taught myself how fat loss takes place within the body, which was a calorie deficit. I then had a look at all the calories in different foods. I figured out how many calories I required per day to place myself within a calorie deficit, and then I actively started tracking the calories that I was consuming on a daily basis. And the more I started doing that, the more I started realizing that I can incorporate foods that I enjoy into the plan in moderation, create balance, and I can still progress. Now, I did track calories at the start, but tracking calories is not a diet. It is just a tool in your fat loss toolbox to give you a better understanding of the nutritional values of the foods that you are consuming, which can then help you make more calculated calorie choices. But there is also an option of proceeding in more of a mindful manner that doesn't necessarily require tracking calories. It just may be a touch more difficult to learn about the nutritional values. For me, tracking calories right in the start really did help because I honestly had no concept about nutritional values of the foods that I was consuming, of the drinks that I was drinking. And in my mind, I really didn't think that I was over-consuming anything until I learned about the nutritional values. But let's have a look at different diets. The cabbage soup diet, for example, it is not magical for fat loss. All that is happening is you are just eating less food, meaning you are eating less calories. What will happen when you are eating less calories? You will be placing yourself in a calorie deficit, and that is where fat loss will take place. Hence why so many people lose fat when they are doing a quick fix, such as the cabbage soup diet, because at the end of the day, you're not eating much food at all. You're not consuming a lot of calories at all. But again, very short term, because realistically, you need to ask yourself, can you do this for the rest of your life? And if the answer is no, then you need to find a more sustainable way of doing it. Even if we look at one meal per day, there's this diet called the one meal per day diet. And essentially, all that you are doing there is you are only allowing yourself to have one meal per day. You are cutting out the other two meals of the day. Now, what happens when you cut out two meals of the day? You are cutting out the calories of those two meals. So essentially, all that you are doing is consuming calories from one meal only. What's going to happen then? You are placing yourself with greater chances of being within a calorie deficit, and that is where fat loss takes place. And the same goes for all diets. Diets are just a calorie deficit dressed up very smartly. And the moment that I learned that, the moment that I had that penny drop moment, the moment that I learned that the actual method to lose fat is to create a calorie deficit, that was the moment that the game changed for me. Because more often than not, a lot of the times, many people are falling for loads of different diets, believing that there is a specific diet that is best for fat loss. A lot of the times, more often than not, these diets are very unsustainable. That's why I was like, I need to find a sustainable way forward. And the most sustainable way forward was for me to create a plan for myself, by myself, that worked for me. But I could only do that by understanding how fat loss took place within the body. So that was what worked for me. It was a calorie controlled plan, focusing on the quality of my food choices, more nutrient dense foods, so more foods that were whole foods, and then also focusing on protein and fiber. These are the basics of nutrition that you need to focus on. Over the years, people have been made to believe that they have to eat as little as possible for fat loss to take place. Hence why no one can stick to any restrictive plan long term. And once I learned about calories and I learned how to fuel my body, I also learned that I should be eating more and not less if I wanted to make it sustainable and see long term results. So, what do I mean by eat more and not less? Well, eat more volume, but not necessarily more calories. More volume to my plate through whole foods will reduce calorie consumption, but keep me full. And that will help with adherence. And that was the one big thing that I learned is it's about eating fewer calories, not about eating less food in general. And it's about staying full throughout the day. And that is the thing that really helps with adherence. And then adding a touch of enjoyment is going to double up that adherence as well, because now you're not resenting the process. And that is what I did. I focused on adding protein, complex carbohydrates, and veggies, and a touch of fun foods, in moderation, of course. And that is what made it sustainable for me. I wasn't ravenous throughout the day. Because I was eating, I wasn't constantly craving fun foods because I had them as part of the plan. I wasn't over consuming calories because I was tracking calories. I was giving myself that structure and understanding that I was lacking during my several failed attempts. I wasn't feeling guilty for having a day higher in calories because I was monitoring my weekly and monthly averages as well. And I realized that your weekly and monthly averages really change your mindset, because oftentimes when you have one day where you overconsume food or you overindulge, a lot of people believe that's a major train smash. But the more I started monitoring my weekly and monthly averages of calories consumed, the more my mindset changed around one or two higher calorie days, because the averages at the end of the day are the things that matter. It's not what we do on one specific day that makes or breaks the results or the progress, but it's what you do consistently over a long period of time. And that is what makes the difference. As mentioned much earlier on in this episode, I learned about the nutritional values of the foods that I was consuming. I learned that something like a lamb chop had more calories in than what a chicken breast had. That helped me make more calculated choices, but it also helped me realize that I don't need to cut out something like a lamb chop. I don't need to cut out something that is higher in fat. I don't need to cut out something that is fun, because something that is fun, all it does is contain calories at the end of the day. And as long as I'm learning about the nutritional values and I'm controlling the calories that I am consuming and I'm expending calories, everything is going to be okay when it comes to my progress and it comes to me to continue moving forward. I learned things like almonds or cashews or any nuts for that matter are very high in calories. And I learned that I would often sit there and just overindulge in nuts because I was made to believe that, for the lack of better words, they are healthy and you can eat as much of them as you want. The more I started learning about the nutritional values, the more I realized these sort of things might need to be added in moderation. I also learned that certain foods from certain places might be advertised as healthy, and yes, they might be nutrient dense, but they still contain a huge amount of calories and might not necessarily align with my calorie goals. The more I learned about these things, the more I could make calculated choices. And it's so important that you make calculated choices around your calorie consumption, about foods that you are consuming, add in foods that you enjoy, add in foods that align with your certain goals. And all of this can be done by you gaining a general understanding about the calories or the nutritional value of the foods that you are consuming. For those of you who are interested in calculating your calories and moving forward in that manner, I do have a free calorie calculator on my website, mandymayer.com. You can go and calculate your calories there and actually start setting yourself up to learn more about your calories as you proceed. But back to this episode, the moment my mindset changed around food, the moment I learned about nutritional values, the moment I stopped demonizing certain foods, the moment I stopped telling myself I can't have certain foods, the moment I stopped trying fad diets, the moment I stopped throwing everything away after having one chocolate, that was the moment that I knew I had it under control, because I knew what I was doing was sustainable long term. You've been listening to 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.